झाल जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You could get some different angles. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. You have to pick it up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 1 2 3 1 2 3 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Nithai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nithai Gaur Hari Jai Jai Prabhupad 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 Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol, Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya, Ashtodharashata Shri Srimad Bhai Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sekoho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gokopinath Shyam Kundradha Kundgiri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrinda Devi Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Mathura Dham Ki Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Shri Dwarka Puri Dham Ki Shri Ayodhya Puri Dham Ki Shri New Dwarka Puri Dham Ki Harinam Sankirtan Ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Samaveta Bhaktavinda Ki Samaveta Bhaktavinda Ki Samaveta Bhaktavinda Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Hare Krishna Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dinamane Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paschatya Deshitarane. It says finish by 8:10. I don't have a watch. It's okay. Do I need to do any more mantras and all? It's Om Namo Bhagavate. You do? No, not for Chaitanya Charitamrita. We already did Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya. 84, 85, 86, 87. That's it, four verses. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela chapter 13. It says, end here please at 87. There are no purports, by the way. So just four verses I see. That's okay? Okay. Stamba Sveda Pulaka Ashrukampa Vivarnya Nana Bhave Vivashata Garva Harsha Dhainya. Translation. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he displayed various blissful transcendental changes in his body. Sometimes he appeared as though stunned. Sometimes the hairs of his body stood on end. Sometimes he perspired, cried, trembled, and changed color. And sometimes he exhibited symptoms of helplessness, pride, exuberance, and humility. Achada khana, achada khaya pade, bhume gadi jai, suvarna parvat jache, bhume te lotai. It's okay. It's a kind of a little irritating. Yeah, no, burdened, a little burdensome, I guess. I offer all my respects to the garland. Yeah. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down with a crash while dancing, he would roll on the ground. At such times, it appeared that a golden mountain was rolling on the ground. Nityananda Prabhu Dui Hata Prasariya Prabhur Dharite Chahe Ashapasha Dhaya. Nityananda Prabhu would stretch out his two hands and try to catch the Lord when he was running here and there. Prabhu Pache Bhule Acharya Kariya Hankar Hari Bola Hari Bola Bole Bara Bar. Advaita Acharya would walk behind the Lord and loudly chant Hari Bol Hari Bol again and again. There's a lot of verses without purports. What to do? Because you said to go on till there's a purport, but. As you instruct me, I'm your servant. You know, you tell me what to do. Verse 87. But here's a purport at verse 119. It's like that. There's 113. You caught me. Yeah, okay, 113, correct. As you instruct, whatever you tell me to do. Okay. Loka nivarite hoila tina mandal pratama mandale nityananda mahabal. Just to check the crowds from coming too near the Lord, they formed three circles. The first circle was guided by Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balaram himself, the possessor of great strength. Kashishwara Govindadi Jata Bhakta Gan Hata Hati Kori Hoila Dvitiya Avaran. All the devotees headed by Kashishwar and Govinda linked hands and formed a second circle around the Lord. Bahire Pratap Rudra Laya Patra Gan Mandala Hoi Kore Loka Nivaran. Maharaj Pratap Rudra and his personal assistants formed a third circle around the two inner circles just to check the crowd from coming too near. Hari Chandaner Skande Hasta Alambiya Prabhura Nitya Dheke. Prabhur Nitya Dheke Raja Avishta Hoya. With his hands on the shoulders of Hari Chandan, King Pratap Rudra could see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, and the king felt great ecstasy. Hena Kale Srinivas Prema Vishta Man Raja Ra Age Rahi Dheke Prabhura Nartan. While the king beheld the dancing, Srivas Thakur, standing in front of him, became ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rajara age Hari Chandan dheke Srinivas haste thar sparshi kahe hao eka pash. Seeing Srivas Thakur standing before the king, Hari Chandan touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. Nritya veshe Srinivas kichu ina jane Bar bar thele theho krodha hoila mane. Absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was being touched and pushed. After he was pushed again and again, he became angry. I can comment on this. When I'm standing in a line at, you know, Tirupati or these temples, if someone pushes me, I also become angry. If that's any kind of a comment. There are plenty of temples in India where pushing and shoving is a common affair when there's heavy crowds. Chappada Mariya Thar Koilan Nivaran Chappada Kaya Krudda Hoila Hari Chandan. Srivas Thakur slapped Hari Chandan to stop him from pushing him. In turn, this made Hari Chandan angry. Kruddha hoya thar kichu chahe balibar apane pratapa rudra nivarila thar. As the angered Hari Chandan was about to speak to Srivas Thakur, Pratap Rudra Maharaj personally stopped him. Bhagyavan tumi ihar hasta sparsha paila amara bhagya nahi tumi kritartha hoila. King Pratap Rudra said, "You are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Srivas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him." Prabhu nritya dheki loke hoila chamatkar anyat achuk jagannathir ananda apar. Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him. Ratastira koila age nakara gaman animisha netre kore nritya darashan. The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile while Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, watched the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is 99. I have permission to go one more. Sometimes in Puri, Now, I've attended Rath Yatra in Puri twice, 1982 and 1984. I haven't gone back, probably because we have, on the same day, a huge, huge Rath Yatra. So, sometimes the cart stops and it won't move. And they leave it in the middle of the road between the Jagannath temple and the Gundicha temple the whole night. And then the next day they continue. Or sometimes they pull it all the way to Gundicha, but the deities don't come down till the next morning. So people go up on the carts. And, you know, all, I think everyone is allowed to touch Jagannath. That's the system. And anyone can go on the cart. Some foreign devotees are afraid to do that. I didn't do it back in those days. But interesting. So continue. Till the purport or stop in the next verse? I'm waiting for your guidance as you instruct me. No, pretty self-evident. Okay. Subhadra Balaramer Hridaye Ulas Nritya Deki Dui Janer Shrimuke Tehas. The goddess of fortune, Subhadra and Lord Balaram, both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were smiling at the dancing. Udanda nirtye prabhur adbhuta vikar ashta sattvik bhav udai hoya samakal. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, eight wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasy were seen in his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. Mansavranna samaroma vrinda pulakita Shimulhira Vriksha Jena Kantaka Veshtita. His skin erupted with goose pimples, and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled the Shimuli, silk cotton tree, all covered with thorns. Ek ek danter kompa dekite lage bhai loke jane danta sabha. Kasiya Padai. Indeed, the people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter, and they even thought that his teeth would fall out. Sarvange prasveda chute tata raktodgam jalagaga gadgada vachan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made the sounds jajagaga, jajagaga in a voice choked with ecstasy. Jala yantra dhar jache vahe ashru jal asha pasha loka jata bijili sakal. Tears came forcefully from the eyes of the Lord as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounding him became wet. Deha kanti gaurvarna dhekiya arun kabhu kanti dheki jena malika pushpa sarn pushpa sam. Everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink so that his luster resembled that of the malika flower. Kabhu sthamba kabhu prabhu bhumite latai shushka kast sam padahasta nachalai. Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. Kabhu bhume pade kabhu shwasa hoya heen jaha dheki bhakta ganer prana hoya kshin. When the Lord fell on the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble. Kabu netre nashai jal mukhe pade fain amritera dhara chandra bimbevaha jain. Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. Wow. I've never seen a human being foaming at the mouth. Maybe that's someone who has an epileptic fit or something, right? But I've seen the cows with the foam. Yeah, we have 50 cows, so that we see. Se fain laya shubhananda kaila pan Krishna prema nasik teho mahabhagyavan. The foam which fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Shubhananda because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellows of ecstatic love of Krishna. E mat tandav nitya kaila katakshan bhav visheshe prabhur pravishela man. After performing his devastating dance for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. Tandava nritya chari swarupera agya dil hriday janiya swarupa galite lagil. After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Swarup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Swarup Damodar began to sing as follows. Seta paran nat painu jahalagi madan dhane jhuri ghenu. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. Purport. This is 113. This song refers to Srimati Radharani's meeting with Krishna at the holy place of Kurukshetra, where Lord Sri Krishna and his brother and sister came to visit when there was a solar eclipse. It is a song of separation from Krishna. When Radharani met Krishna at Kurukshetra, she remembered his intimate association in Vrindavan, and she thought, now I have gained the Lord of my life. In his absence, I was being burned by the arrow of Cupid, and thus I was withering away. Now I have my life again. So, the Rath Yatra festival is a reenactment of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra going from Dwarka to Kurukshetra. So Dwarka is in the west and Puri is in the east. But this Rath Yatra, Jagannath Rath Yatra, has become quite popular festival. Actually, if you go around to some of the older temples in India, mostly in South India, you'll see that every temple has this chariot. It's not just Puri. But I think, as I recall, it's in the Puranas, probably even in the Nectar of Devotion, which is gleaned from the Puranas, that every temple should have a festival, chariot festival. Now, I know in Udipi, you can pay money and they'll take out the chariot. You know, rich people can donate. You know, it's like here, people come and they donate for the Raj Bhog or the Mangal Arati Bhog or whatever festivals, the deity dress. In Vrindavan, in Janmashtami, they put on 4 dresses. And the Mukunda Datta told me. And, you know, as the temples become more popular and people want to offer more dresses, they make more dresses. So this chariot festival, I know in Udipi they pay. And I've seen it in Udipi. I've seen it in Srirangam. This Brahmotsava, was it Brahmotsava or what Utsava? I can't, there are different Utsavas. In South, the Brahmotsava is usually the main festival. But they have, like Udipi, they may have it every day also, in the evening. It's called the Utsava Vigraha, what we call the festival deities. What do you call it? Festival deities, the small deities? Utsava means festival. Festival deities are taken out. In Guruvayur, this Krishna temple in Kerala, I only went there once. That was a long time ago, 1984. And there they have every day, the Utsava deity is put onto the top of the elephant, an elephant. They have 80 or 90 elephants today. That's real opulence. If you can feed one elephant, that's tough. Now in Mayapur they have two. They got a baby elephant. But Guru Vayur in Kerala has... When I went to that... It's like a goshala for cows, elephant shala. In Malayalam they call it Anna Shala. I mean, I don't know Malayalam. It's a tough language to learn. Plus I spent 1 week of 37 years in Kerala. I never went back. Funny thing. And I went to Udipi's right nearby Kerala. So they... every day a different elephant. Usually in Guru Vayur they want a male elephant because the male elephants have these huge tusks, which unfortunately has made them the object of poachers these days because of the ivory. So the male elephant will take the deity, the pujari will take the deity every day, and there's a three-time circumambulation around the temple with a... Nadaswaram, you know the Nadaswaram? In North India it's called the Shenai, it's small. And in South India it's very long, Nadaswaram. And that band will be playing the drums, Tavil in Tamil, I think it's the Tavil, these huge drums that play with the Nadaswaram. And in Nectar of Devotion it's written that this type of festival is supposed to be every day. So how is that possible? Well, it's possible if there's a king who's a devotee and who supports the temple. Nowadays, that's almost finished, totally. And Nepal was the last Hindu king. So this type of festival, Puri, I don't know, I can't remember if they have the elephants in front of the carts in Puri. I don't think so. There's just too many people, probably, to control the elephants. It's tough. So Puri is the biggest. Even though there are huge festivals, Tirupati, Sri Rangam, boy, in Sri Rangam, this 3 years ago, happened to be there in the hot season. That was fun. Whew, was it hot? But they had this tremendous festival and a lot of people, thousands of people, but not like Puri. Puri, it's become several million people, I think. I don't know the exact figures. It's huge, huge crowd. And the king sweeps the carts, not the road in front of the cart. Now, I don't know where the tradition changed, because as I recall, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he swept the road in front of the cart. And all of our Rathiyatras in India, we have the mayor or some political leader sweep. But this has gotten out of hand, where you got people sweeping, you know, the whole way, everybody. That's not done in Puri. It's a concoction. And, you know, it's beyond me to stop it, basically. But you're walking in these Rathiyatras and they're, you know, almost sweeping you off the road, these sweepers who are devotees who don't know that it's supposed to be only the king who sweeps in front of the cart. Well, Prataprudra was a very special king. I'm not sure who he's an incarnation of. I'm sure he's an incarnation of someone. Who's up on that here? Nobody. Because probably Krishnadas Kaviraj wrote the Gaur Ganodesh Deepika? Kavi Karnapur, thank you. I needed a correction on that. Whoops. Shows you I'm way, way out of this one. He's described all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as being incarnations of various demigods, devatas. Which means that the devatas mostly are eternal associates of Krishna. So Prataprudra, in today's narration, didn't his one of his main bodyguard or minister? I can't remember. What did it say? Hari Chandan? Who was Hari Chandan? Anyone remember from... I went through it pretty quickly. Let's see. Pratap Rudra. Yeah, it just says that he kept his hands on Hari Chandan. Pratap Rudra kept his hands on Hari Chandan. But doesn't say exactly who was Hari Chandan. So I can't tell you. But the king, even though he was his close associate, the king understood that Srivas Thakur was... Srivas is the incarnation of... tell me now. Narad Muni, okay. Nityananda is Balaram. Gadadhar Pandit Radharani. Srivas Thakur Narad Muni. Advaita Acharya Mahavishnu or Sadashiva or both. So Pratap Rudra understood the importance of Srivas Thakur. That's interesting. And Hari Chandan didn't understand. So this is one point we can get from this. Kurukshetra. So the whole Rath Yatra is the reenactment of that pastime. And that pastime, as I recall, and correct me if I'm wrong because it's been a long time, but this was, Krishna had been living in Dwarka for many, many years, correct? I'm right? So his association with the gopis had ended. Now we understand that it's an eternal pastime, which means it never ended. And yet, when Krishna performed his leela 5,000 years ago, his Ras Leela with the gopis and his friendship with the gopis, which is more described by six Goswamis rather than in the Puranas itself. I mean, in the Puranas there's some hint. In the Bhagavatam, it's extremely vague. The Radharani's name is not mentioned at all. Not in one place, but it's in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana and in the Varaha. No, what's that big one? That's Varaha Purana? Wait a minute. Kurma Varaha Purana is huge. The Radha Kunda Mahatmyam is in the Varaha Purana, correct? As I recall. There's a Radha Kunda Mahatmyam and the marriage of Radha and Krishna, which Prabhupada said is in another day of Brahma, is described in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. So, anyway, as far as the Bhagavat story, this kalpa, this day of Brahma, Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra, who was the wife of Arjuna later on, went to Kurukshetra. So even today, about a million people gather at Kurukshetra whenever there is this grahan. There are two types of grahan. Oh, you don't know what is grahan? Eclipse. Grahanam, to capture. Right? To grab, grahan karte hai in Hindi. We have a Hindi pandit here. Actually, all the Brahmins in India are called pandits, by the way. Did you know that? You didn't know? I mean, Prabhupada mentions that. No, Brahmin is Sharma, but generally Brahmins are called pandit. Kshatriyas, wait a minute, it's Sharma, Varma. Varma means armor, and Kshatriyas were addressed, I guess, Raja as king, even if they were, huh? And Thakur, in UP, they're called Thakurs, the Kshatriyas. Am I correct? Pandit, Thakur, And then Vaishya is called, well, they're Gupta. Huh? Singh. Sit. Baniya. Vaniya. Vaniya, Baniya comes, Baniya is actually the change of Vaniya. Vanijam. Krishi Goraksha Vanijam. You know that verse in Gita. Vanijam means commerce. Vaniya, someone who is engaged in commerce. And then in Bengal, Bihar, and North India, it became Baniya. And Shudra, what are they called? Chaudhry. Chaudhry. So, Sharma, Varma, Gupta, and Chaudhry. Prabhupada mentions this in one place, in one of his purports here. And so, what was the word that got me on this thing? Huh? No, there was a word I commented on. Oh, wow. About the eclipse. Grahan. That was how we started. Grahan. So pandits, Brahmins, they're supposed to know everything. They're the learned scholars. So the grahan is the eclipse. So sometimes there are two types of grahan. Surya grahan. Surya, the sun. And Chandra grahan, the moon. So solar, lunar. These are the English words. Surya and Chandra are the Sanskrit words. So the Surya grahan, the solar eclipse. Surya grahanam, when the sun is captured by Rahu. Grahanam. That's how you got this word, grahan. Grahanam. So even today, there'll be like 10 lakhs of people or more that will gather at Kurukshetra. At the time of the eclipse, you're supposed to be in the water. Now, this isn't commonly practiced by most people, but many, many people. And that was also the position at the time of the birth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The people were in the water, in the Ganga, because of the solar eclipse. So it just happened that the gopis also, by chance, went to, Nanda Maharaj. He's called Maharaj, but he's considered a Vaishya, but king of, you know, head of the Vaishyas. So he took his group from Vrindavan, and by coincidence, they saw that Krishna had come from Dwarka. After many, many years of separation. So then Radharani sang this song. But this is the Bengali translation of that song. The song here is in... There are some Sanskrit verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Here, this song is rendered in Bengali, not in Sanskrit. So she remembered that intimate association. So this was the focus of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, do I have a lot of time, or I don't know what the time is. Oh, wow, we all forgot. I'll just finish it up. You know what that's called in Hindi and Sanskrit? Ulanganam. To go over. Vyatikrama. You've heard that, maryada vyatikram, to cross over the etiquette. So I have crossed over. So, sadly, that this imitation of these pastimes is very common, and that is called sahajiya. And those, I don't want to mention any names. Now you know I'm singling somebody out. Certain devotees, Prabhupada said the sahajiyas are also devotees. So certain devotees may claim to be able to take you right to Krishna. I think many, many people have made this claim. I don't think it's just one person, although someone may come to your mind who's coming to my mind. But I think this claim is from at least 5,000 years since the time of Krishna Leela. So we have to be careful of that, not to become a sahajiya. With that, I'll end the lecture. And you lost the time to ask questions. Unless time is granted by... It's granted, yes. Pardon? Oh, Mike is... You got a good voice, though. You have...
So the pastime is Rath Yatra is Krishna is being taken by Radharani back to Vrindavan, right?
No.
Krishna is going back to Vrindavan.
No.
Okay.
The pastime is Nanda and the Gopas went on their own for this solar eclipse to Kurukshetra. You know where Kurukshetra is? It's 180 kilometers north of Delhi. And Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra came on chariots, because they were rajas, they were kings, from Dwarka all the way to Kurukshetra. That's a long way. That's 500 kilometers to what is now Ahmedabad, and then 1,000 to Delhi, 1,500, and 180, that's 1,000 miles. Approximately 1,000 miles. That's the pastime. Rath Yatra reenacts Krishna's coming to Kurukshetra from Dwarka.
But Gundicha, isn't that supposed to be Vrindavan? Isn't that replica?
I see. That's possible.
Yeah, so it's Radharani
possible.
Bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan.
Oh, I see. Well, and in her heart. Because the actual story is that Krishna, Baladev and Subhadra went to Kurukshetra. There they met Radharani.
Yeah.
Now reenactment is not the exact same thing. I mean, they're only going 3 kilometers, right? From Jagannath to Gundicha is only 3 kilometers. So it may represent Vrindavan, if that's what is here.
That's in, yeah,
and
that's
pardon in. My dull brain for not remembering it all. But
So it was in the heart, actually. Actually, it didn't go back to Vrindavan.
What I understand, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, that Gundicha is the home of Lakshmi, and Jagannath is without Lakshmi, and Radharani are non-different, obviously. So you can say it's Gundicha, but they also, I mean, you can say it's Vrindavan, but they also say that it's the temple of Lakshmi. Well, you know, some people, Radha and Krishna is also Lakshmi Narayan. So it's one and the same. Different Leela, different pastime of the same person. Jagannath, Lord of the universe, is also seen as Narayana, Vishnu. Any other question? Yes, Prabhu. Microphone.
This is more a current events type of question.
Sure, but anything.
I recall maybe last year or the year before there was some protest in India against ISKCON holding Rath Yatras. Were you familiar with that?
Yes, yeah.
What was the cause of that and the resolution of it?
Okay, the cause is that some of the pandas, there's a difference between a panda and a pandit, although there's not supposed to be. Panda means a guide, like Dinabandhu Prabhu. He's our ISKCON panda, at least for Braj. And then the Brahmins who are scholars, like Mukunda Datta Prabhu here, Sanskrit scholars. So certain pandas, the guides, They got together and made a big objection. They even burned an effigy of Prabhupada, which we considered to be very offensive. Their point was that ISKCON was having Rath Yatras on different dates, which you're going to be having here, rather than on the traditional date, which is Ashad is the month, Shukla Paksh is the fortnight of the waxing moon, and the second day, Dvitiya. Ashad, Shukla, Dvitiya, according to the TT, according to the position of the moon, sidereal astronomy, not astrology, sidereal astronomy, second day of the month of Ashad in the waxing fortnight, that's when Rath Yatra is observed in Puri. So they say we should have it on the same day. Now in India, ISKCON has it in 10 cities on the same day and probably 20 or 30 cities or even more on different days. What prompted this is that in Punjab, there's a town called Ludhiana. You might have heard of this. It's a big industrial town. It's probably, I think, the most populous city of Punjab, if I'm not mistaken. And ISKCON has a huge Rath Yatra there, got a lot of publicity, but they have it in November, which is, Ashad is in June, July. And so they started protesting. So the Gajapati, Gaja means elephant, Pati means lord, the king of Puri is called the Gajapati. I'm forgetting his exact name, something Singh Dev. Pardon? Divya Simha, the transcendental lion. Divya Simha Deva, all these kings are called Dev, God, demigod. He's a very, very nice person, very, very favorable to ISKCON. We might have seen him I saw him in Mayapur addressing all the devotees. This was years ago, quite some years back, maybe 10, could be 10, or I don't know, I can't remember now. So he intervened and he asked ISKCON to please try and, you know, make sure that all of the Rath Yatras are on this day. So it's a delicate situation where, you know, we don't want to spoil our relations with the king of Puri. He's in favor of foreigners going into the temple. The pundits are in favor of foreigners. The pundits, the Sanskrit scholars, they're in favor. The government is in favor, but the pandas, they're against. So these pandas, it's a tricky situation over there. And Bhakta Rupa Prabhu just sent an email with the pramanas, the evidence from Shastra. If you're interested, I can forward it to you. It just came and I didn't even go through it. Given by the pandas, why Rath Yatra should be on Ashad Shukla Dvitiya. So they're making their case and we're dialogue. We had the RGB in India constituted a subcommittee of Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj and Brajahari, all, you know, our leading Uriya devotees who are from Orissa, to, you know, dialogue with them. But and Bhakta Rupa, who lives in Orissa, right? He lives in Bhuvaneshwar. So this thing is dragging on. It's been going on for like a year and a half or 2 years. I can't recall exactly. And I don't think it'll get resolved because, you know, many of these Rath Yatras, and even in India, what to speak of the West, they're going to continue on other days for various reasons, mainly to get other devotees to come who, you know, would ordinarily be busy on the same Rath Yatra day. Is that enough? It's in a nutshell. I know there's probably a lot more. Okay, I guess the time is up. Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam ki jai. Sri Rath Yatra Mahamahotsav ki jai. Hare Krishna. Yeah, I've kept the marker there. 114.
Okay.
Begin here, please.
Okay.
Delhi is also in. Yeah, but Delhi is like a Mahanagar Sankirtan. There are many ISKCON Rath Yatras.